was a lot of fun for Jazz fans. Rudy Gay's back. Or not back. He's debuting. Let's talk about it. It's the Hoops Nerd Show. Man, how do I screw up these live intros? I don't know. Before we talk about the Jazz, like we always do, we talk about the other team first and what we liked. The name of the game for the Toronto Raptors has been Scottie Barnes. And, you know, really, Nick Nurse, honestly, one of my favorite coaches in the league. The fact that he has Scottie Barnes doing what he's doing, playing 35 minutes a night, the Toronto Raptors, in the games I've watched them play, they're in it with the teams they're playing against because they have... They're like a good example of a team that just, they don't have bad players on the floor at any time. They just have positive, high impact, good players on the floor at every position. And guys that play their position well, defend all the things, you know, and Scottie Barnes really, really kind of epitomizes everything to me that the Toronto Raptors are. He's big, long, athletic. He defends. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife type of player that can do a lot of different things. He's fun to watch, and he's going to be up there in rookie of the year voting and things like that because he's fantastic. So Toronto Raptors fans, you've got to be excited about what you've got in Scottie Barnes. He's fantastic. Tonight, we didn't get to see OG Anunoby. He's one of my favorite players. One of those guys that, man, when he fell to Toronto, I was bummed because I wanted him to land with the Utah Jazz. And I wanted the Jazz to trade up for him. It never happened. Real bummer. So, anyways, this Toronto Raptors team wasn't even at full strength tonight, and they played a good game against the Utah Jazz. They were through three quarters for the most part. This was actually close, and they led for a good amount of time with this one. So the Toronto Raptors have a really solid team. I think they have a really solid future with these different guys. They've got to figure out a way to get another stud on this team. And then I think they really can take things to another level. They really are kind of that team that's like one Kawhi Leonard away from making some damage in the playoffs. And so fun to watch the Toronto Raptors. And the Toronto Raptors fans are some of the best in the NBA. They deserve a lot more coverage than they get. But that's why we'll talk about them here on the Hoopster channel. Make sure you like and subscribe, Toronto Raptors fans. All right. Show some love. All right. It's Rudy Gay time. Rudy Gay! Rudy Gay was awesome. Jace Garner, Ocho. Yes, Ocho was right. Let's see. Rudy Gay tonight absolutely changed this game for the Utah Jazz. For a Jazz team that honestly could not defend for most of this game, Rudy Gay came in and just changed things. He was 7 for Ocho from the field, 5 for 6 from 3. Let's see. 5 rebounds, 2 assists. He was awesome. 20 points and a plus 14. Rudy Gay was absolutely everything that everyone's, you know, that he came as advertised. He was awesome. He impacted the floor on the defensive end. And on offense, we saw what he did. The 3-point shot was falling, and I don't think he's going to do that because he's not like a lights out 3-point shooter, but tonight he was. And maybe in this Jazz system, he can get more open threes. So maybe he will have kind of an uptick in three-point shooting. Who knows? I mean, he had the foot surgery before the season started. And one of the reasons he said was that he's been playing in pain for quite a few years. What if getting that foot right takes him to another level, at least as a shooter? Like, what if he can get up to like 38 to 40% range three-point shooting? I don't think that's an unreasonable ask for someone who's coming in and is going to get a lot of open looks with this Jazz team. The Jazz have so much talent on the floor and so much gravity in certain areas with their spacing and then their rolling bigs to the rim in Gobert and Whiteside that he's going to get a lot of open looks with the ball movement on the Jazz. So I don't think it's unreasonable to kind of hope and expect for like a 38% from three type season for Rudy Gay. Why not? Why couldn't you expect that? Tonight, he definitely showed he is capable of knocking down the three. Jace Garner, Rudy Gay was such an underrated pickup. Wow. Yeah, he was awesome. He really does a lot of the things we've been worried about all year on this channel, guys. I mean, we have been, you know me, you've been here, you've heard what I've said. We have been just dying for this kind of impact on the floor, and Rudy Gay brought it. It's fantastic. It is everything the Jazz needed. Now, we got to be a little we got to be a little careful because he's going to play like 15 to 20 minutes a night at most. You know, he comes off the bench. The Jazz still had issues in this game on the perimeter defensively, and the Jazz need to figure that out. But I think this is the first time for me personally with Rudy Gay on the floor that I really feel like this Jazz team could win it all. They really could. If Rudy Gay can impact the game like he did tonight, he's not going to shoot 5 for 6 from three every night like he did tonight. Ah, that was a weird noise I just made. But it's like a cough and a yawn at the same time. Let's not do that again. But anyways, Rudy Gay can come into these games and he is going to impact on the defensive end and on offense. You know, it's going to be fantastic. And what he does is he's just big. You know, on defense, he's got length and size, and that's going to help with the Jazz defensive rebounding issues that we've seen. And it's going to help on the perimeter on that from his position. Is he going to be a lockdown defender on every single player on the floor? No, but he can definitely hold his own against the guys that he's going to be asked to guard. Ah, guys, I'm so tired. But it's exciting stuff, guys. And he's going to do everything that you want the Jazz to do. Now, on the offensive end, we saw what he can do. He can hit the three. He can get his own shot. And he's going to punish smaller players. So when opposing teams go small against the Jazz, like the Clippers did last year, you know, and we talk about them every stream, it feels like, because it's PTSD. But when you have someone like Terrence Mann or someone on Rudy Gay, he is going to punish them. He is going to drive to the hoop. He has his little turnaround game. In all honesty, it kind of reminds me of the impact of Joe Johnson from like 3-4 years ago. When Joe Johnson was on the floor, you had another guy that could get his own bucket. And Joe Johnson was big and could shoot and could do all these things. And Rudy Gay, to me, is a lot like what they got in Joe Johnson at this position. You know, and there's going to be times with this Jazz team, and it's not as much of a big deal lately as it has been in years past, but there are going to be times when you have the Jazz kind of break down offensively, and you just sometimes you need guys that can get buckets. And the Jazz have that in Jordan Clarkson. They have that in Donovan Mitchell, a little bit in Mike Conley, although I don't know if honestly in the playoffs that's proven out. So, but having Rudy Gay on the floor, he can do that. You can throw it down inside to him and he will score and get you buckets when things are going badly, you know, and that's what's nice. That's what Joe Johnson did like 4 years ago is, you know, when things broke down, give it to Joe and he would go get you a bucket. And if you can get 6 to 8 points a night from a guy who can just go out there and score and do some nice things on the, you know, offensive end, when you're playing against a team like the Raptors, who have an incredible coach in Nick Nurse, when he's out scheming Quinn Snyder, it doesn't really matter. Just give the ball to Rudy Gay and he'll get you a bucket. It's really nice that you can do that. And not everything is on Donovan Mitchell's shoulders. Robert Hall of Fame, $2, my man. Thank you so much. Ocho on the floor brought team defensive monsters. Yeah, it's great. And you can just see it when you have Rudy Gobert as your primary rim protector, and then you have Rudy Gay as like a weak side shot blocker, just a weak side defender in general, that the size he has is fantastic. He is really everything that the Jazz needed, you know? Now, we're going to talk about this a little bit. We need to pump our brakes a tiny bit because he's coming off the bench, you know? Now, I think the Jazz are going to have him play a lot more in the playoffs. I think it's going to be one of those things. Honestly, the comparison to Joe Ingles to me is it's just very much the same thing, because you're going to have games start with Bojan Bogdanović and hopefully Bojan has good games. Tonight, Bojan shot 1 for 5 from 3, 7 points. Wasn't great. But you'll start games with Bojan Bogdanović and then Rudy Gay comes in, and then there might be nights where you have Rudy Gay close. And you just have the defensive presence of Rudy Gay and his offense. Obviously, Bojan Bogdanović is a better shooter, but Rudy Gay is probably just a better overall player, but he's 35. So you're going to have him play 15 to 20 minutes a night, but you're going to have nights where Rudy Gay closes. And in my opinion, that's perfect, especially in the playoffs. Especially, I'm sure he's going to play 25 minutes a night in the playoffs. I would be surprised if he didn't. You know, 25 minutes, come off the bench, close games, and you know, play the Joe Johnson role, but probably a little bit better defender, honestly. So it's really exciting to see what Rudy Gay did. Tonight, the Jazz got a big night. Donovan Mitchell had probably one of his worst nights of the year. He had 6 turnovers to 1 assist. Donovan's had a really good season playmaking, so this is probably just kind of a blip. Toronto is fantastic at creating turnovers and deflections, and Holly Rowe was awesome tonight kind of talking about that, and the Jazz broadcast showing all the deflections that the Toronto Raptors create. So we probably shouldn't be too surprised at how many times Donovan Mitchell had a turnover, because he kept trying to kind of attack those switches and split the screen, and it just didn't work. So the next time they play, I'm sure Donovan will adjust, because he always does. Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert had the biggest plus minus on the team. It's nice to see that actually look better. It had not looked good recently. They had struggled. So it was nice to see that look better. Mike Conley is always just going to be really solid for Utah. His ability to hit threes, run the offense, run the pick and roll. He's just great. And when, man, I'm sorry, guys, tonight I am tired. I don't know why. It's like I'm psyching myself out. Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert, that's a lethal combo. And the other guy, I think, I can't even remember if I mentioned him, because like I said, I'm really tired. But Royce O'Neal was like the third leading scorer tonight. He had 16 points. We can't say enough good things about Royce O'Neal and what he's doing this year. He has absolutely made the leap. Royce O'Neal tonight, 16 points. He was 4 for 6 from 3, 6 for 8 from the field. He's been so good in transition. 1 block, 3 assists for Royce O'Neal. So I just can't say enough good things about Royce O'Neal. His ability to just... Robert Hall, you're going to get me to yawn again by saying more yawn. Yeah. But I can't say enough good things about Royce O'Neal. He is playing with confidence, and that's the thing that makes me so happy, is when he gets that ball and it's an open three, he's taking it. He's got that little side fake he's been doing, which is kind of fun, but I don't think that's him not shooting with confidence. I think that's him creating space to shoot the ball, which to me is a sign of just improved confidence for Royce. So I could not be more pleased with Royce O'Neal, what he's doing. Defensively, he's been awesome. I think the Jazz have to figure out a way to get another perimeter defender. Last time we talked about Ben Simmons, which I think is interesting. That's something I definitely would consider if you're the Utah Jazz. If you can find a way to keep the Jazz main core together, I don't know if that can happen. That likely takes Mike Conley to get Ben Simmons and a young player, whatever that means. So, you know, is it worth it? I don't know. The Jazz would have an elite perimeter defense, but then you lose the shooting of Mike Conley and all that he brings. So I don't know if you're better. Maybe you are. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about that again tonight, though. But anyways, moral of the story is, if the Jazz can find another perimeter guy to play next to Royce O'Neal, I tell you what, the team I keep watching and I just keep rooting against every single night is the Sacramento Kings and getting Harrison Barnes. Because if you can put Harrison Barnes and he can be a solid plus defender, who also shoots the three, and you can have a lineup where you have something like Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Harrison Barnes, Rudy Gay, and Rudy Gobert. I mean, who's scoring on that? You know? And one thing, I know Donovan really struggled on the offensive end tonight in terms of turnovers. He still actually had a decent night shooting. But Donovan Mitchell had 4 steals tonight. He is averaging a career high in steals. I think he's at like 2 steals per game. It's fantastic. And so it's exciting to see what this Jazz team is doing. I think with Rudy Gay, they really have a shot. And I think at trade deadline, the Jazz have to make some sort of move. And I think this Jazz team can win the title, guys. Wouldn't that be crazy? Wouldn't that be nuts if the Jazz won the NBA championship? What would everyone say? That would be incredible. And I think this is, you know, this season's been one of the weirdest years covering the team, writing about them, talking about them on here on this channel. This tonight was the first time I could see a path to the finals for the Jazz. I didn't see it before without Rudy Gay, because there's some fatal flaws on this team. And the way the Jazz run defense is not necessarily through talent and, you know, talent on the floor playing really well. They do a lot of things with like what's it called? How do I even phrase this correctly? But like percentage defense, you know, where the Jazz like run people off the three-point line into the mid-range so that they come at Rudy Gobert and then either get blocked by Gobert or take a mid-range shot that's a much lower percentage shot. And that's what the Jazz really do on the defensive end. But percentage defense works really well during the regular season. In the playoffs, it's not the same. And so what I want to see the Jazz do is get another perimeter defender. But you could see it tonight with Rudy Gay. You could see it that it wasn't just percentage defense. It was actual defense. It was like guarding guys on the perimeter, getting into passing lanes, staying in front of your man, using your size as a weapon. Things like that. It's for the first time you could just see it, you know? And the Jazz have a chance to really close all the gaps. Because what I want to see from the Jazz is I don't want to see percentage defense in the playoffs. Because Jazz fans all know it just, in the end, teams find ways to exploit them. And I know the Jazz have had injuries the last 2 years. But guess what? In the bubble, the Jazz played percentage defense and they couldn't stop Denver whatsoever. You know, and I know the Jazz didn't have Bojan Bogdanovic, but guess what? Donovan Mitchell went thermonuclear. So offense wasn't the problem against Denver. And last year, you could say it was Conley and Mitchell being injured, but they still couldn't defend. And they still should have beat that Clippers team defensively. They just couldn't, you know? So with Rudy Gay, they have that plus defender that they need on the perimeter and at the four, a weak side defender. They need one more guy. Now, is it Eric Paschal? I don't think Quinn Snyder trusts Eric Paschal, because obviously tonight he was, that's where the minutes went for Rudy Gay, because the rotation was literally the same. You know, so the Jazz have to figure something out. They have to get a plus defender somehow. Larry Nance looks fantastic in Portland, and maybe they fall apart and you can somehow get him away from them. Like we said, Harrison Barnes, he would be a fantastic piece. There's guys out there, and the Jazz need to be willing to go get one. And if they can do that, and if they can figure out how to get a guy like that onto this team, you know, kind of makes you wish Jay Crowder was still on this team, right? To be honest. But anyways, if they can do something like that and get that type of guy that can play in that four spot, that can hopefully still spread the floor, then I think this Jazz team is serious. If they don't make a move and they just plan on Rudy Gay, it's risky. And I don't think you can take this Jazz team serious, at least as a finals, as a championship contender. I think they've got to do one more thing, because the defense is the thing. You know, the Jazz are like, I can't remember his name on Twitter. Sorry, I forgot. But the Jazz have like the number one efficient offense in multiple categories still, having struggled. And some of that is going to come from last game where they're playing an undermanned Sixers team. So grain of salt with some of that. But I think one thing we've learned, and in the playoffs and this season so far, is the offense is not the issue. Donovan Mitchell is playing at an elite level. Mike Conley's shooting at a high efficiency level. Rudy Gobert's doing what Rudy Gobert does with super efficient rolling to the rim and obviously the defense. And then Royce O'Neal's shooting an efficient level, and everyone else is shooting at an efficient enough level. It's the defense that the Jazz need to figure out. It's the defense. And if they can figure out the defense, they've got it. They've got it. But Rudy Gay is one step into that direction, and I think one more step, and I think this Jazz team is contender. Absolutely. And I'm excited, guys. For the first time, I'm like legit. I legit believe. I believe it. I really do. And I hope you guys do too. But I think they need one more guy. Let's see. DW to CB. Rudy Gay is our plus defender. Or they could just play Mie. Yeah, maybe. Although Quinn obviously does not trust Mie Oni, you know. So I just don't see him playing on the floor. And he didn't trust him last year either. So I think you're right. Rudy Gay is our plus defender. But I do think you need one more. Because you just can't roll out Bojan Bogdanovic out there every single night and have him be barbecue chicken every night. You just can't do that. You can't do it. And I can't watch it again. I can't watch it again, guys. I can't. All right. Please. This is your opportunity, Jazz. The window is open. The Lakers are LOL Lakers. They're a joke. All right. And the other team, like the Clippers, they're not at full strength. Denver's not at full strength. The window is there. The window is there. You know, your biggest opponent is the Suns. The Suns. This is it. So don't just rest on your laurels. Don't just say Rudy Gay's good enough. Build more progression. More, all right? Don't do it. Don't just say this is good enough. Come on. One more guy, Jazz. One more guy. One more guy. Remember in Ocean's 11 when George Clooney and Brad Pitt are sitting on the balcony looking at each other and they've got their Ocean's 11 or they've got their Ocean's 10 and they look at each other. And I can't remember if it's George Clooney or Brad Pitt, but the one turns to the other and says, Do we got our guys? And the other looks at him and he says, one more guy. And he nods his head and he says, one more guy. That's what the Jazz need. We need our Ocean's 11, all right? We need our guy. One more. We need our Johnny Utah, all right? We need one more. Tyson, welcome to the channel, my friend. Welcome, welcome, welcome. One more. That's what they need. That's what they got to do. All right, guys, let's give a shout out to our all-stars. These are the highest level channel contributors. These are the guys. These are the Rudy Gays that are coming in and scoring 20 points in 18 minutes. 5 for 6 from three. Let's talk about them. It's Jordan Besserill, the GOAT, Ryan Perry, the legend, Baby Elliot Mattson, Joshua Hansen, the Danish Destroyer, and one Anton Warren, Ezekiel Raisibe, the man from down under, JT Buckets Wardell, Austin R. Grant, editor extraordinaire, Eric C., the C stands for champion, Donald Schooley, schooling all of us, DW the CB, Darren Williams, the Carlos Boozer, Jorge Arrizaga, mi amigo de abajo, Lee Christensen, driving the lane, Justin Time, Justin Ty H., Patrick Kubo, the connoisseur, Robert Hall of Fame, and DW Jazz going all the way. Guys, if you're new here, subscribe to the channel. Do it. Do it. Do it. If you want to join, that'd be great. You can join the chat. I would appreciate it. Ezekiel said, sorry, but can't get excited about Rudy's performance off one game. But if this continues, even if he does half of tonight, then I'm definitely excited. We'll get excited, Ezekiel, because he's going to get open shots and he's going to punish second units. He's going to be awesome. I certainly believe, like DW, that Jazz could go all the way now with Rudy Gay. With Rudy Gay. All right? Guys, like and subscribe to the channel. You're all awesome. You all are great. I appreciate it. This is fun. I will talk to you next time.